Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center at 515-355-3200.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and welcome back to the studio, Mike. How did the weekend go for you?
Went pretty well. Not too bad. No complaints, no leaks in the old deluge we had here, so I'm doing all right.
Well, we're scheduled for some more rain, I know, but we need it, but there's a lot of mudslides around here. Probably Southern California, not a place you want to hang out in much right now. If anybody watched the NBA All-Star game over the weekend, or last week, wow, 211 points scored by the East, 100 in the first half. A player on the West team scored 50 points. It was the most valuable player. And the comment made about the game was, there's better competition in pickup games at UCLA.
I would have to agree with that.
And I got to tell you, it's embarrassing. No defense. Said one of the players on the club said, or I think it was Anthony Edwards from Minnesota, said, I don't think anybody played any defense today, which is true. And Adam Silver is upset about it. Stephen Smith is talking about not having an All-Star game. There's no incentive for me. If this is an accredited All-Star game that goes on your resume and the MVP for the All-Star game goes on your resume, man, oh man, that should not even happen. That's not even remotely connected to a game. And, you know, if it's where you want to take it, I don't see the network stand with this kind of a. They're paying a lot of money to broadcast these games. The people came to see you play a game, not a circus.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well just bring back the Harlem Globetrotters, because that's what it is.
And in baseball, the White Sox are trying to build a new stadium in downtown. They want to have another $1 billion of public money to help Jerry Reinsdorf build this thing. And of course, Anthony Rendon stepped in a bucket and said that his priorities were probably more away from baseball. And for a guy that's been injury riddled, I think I know what he wanted to say, but it didn't come out very well. And if I was him, I'd say, I'd love to be back here playing great. Hopefully I can play a full season and we'll win. Mike Trout coined in this week, also saying that he's loyal, he wants to stay here in Southern California and win a championship with the Angels. Good luck. I feel for him. Great player. He may not have an opportunity if he doesn't move. But anyway, we're going to be right back after this message with Nancy Hogshead.
Fred Dreyer here, the Heartburn Hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Feeling sluggish? Have brain fog? Wishing you had more energy? Well, there's a new science-backed solution that's just what you need. It's Greska's Carbon 60. It's like a tiny Pac-Man for your cells, gobbling up free radicals that damage your body and brain. C60 has been shown to boost your energy levels, increase cognitive health and brain function, and work at the cellular level. Experience the improvements for yourself. Visit www.c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Greska's Carbon 60. Take control of your health and feel the difference. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com and read our testimonials. c-60.com.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's Fresh Produce Box delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY for the freshest game day fuel around.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we have returned to We'll See About That. And our special guest today, Nancy Hogshead, shall be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Please be sure to use my VIP code, RONSAY, when checking out at Melissa's.com. We have the pleasure of having on our show today an extremely qualified lady in the world of business and sports, and it's Nancy Hogshead, and she is the founder and CEO of Champion of Women, an advocacy for girls and women in sports. She's an Olympic champion, civil rights lawyer. Many other things that we will come to discuss. Nancy, thank you for joining us. You must be real busy these days.
I am. Thank you very much for having me, Ron. I appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to give you an opportunity to voice your opinion on you know what you're currently doing. But before I give you that opportunity, I wanted to talk about your beginning in sports and swimming. You know, you were a child star, a national champion, an American record holder at a very early age that eventually led you to the Olympic Games by way of Duke University and other things. So. Give us an idea where that passion came from.
I was really lucky to have phenomenal coaches who knew what they were doing. My very first coach ever was Eddie Reese. Eddie is just retiring right now from University of Texas men's program, where he's had hundreds of Olympians and national champions and et cetera. But he was just getting started. He was probably 22, 23 years old. And he really instilled this sort of love of swimming and a good feel for the water. And he would joke with me and my mom and would say, like, you know, Nancy's, you know, she could do it. She could go to the Olympics. So I was 7 years old then, and my family moved from Gainesville to Jacksonville, Florida, when I was 11, and I got Eddie Reese's brother, Randy Reese, who was my coach, and Randy had a totally different program. It was much more, we're going to work really hard. Frankly, he put me onto the A team when I was only 11 years old, too young. If anybody, any advice out there, that's just too young. But, you know, started two-a-day practices. And so by the time, When I was 12, I made it to senior nationals. I was the youngest person to compete. And then by the time I was 13, I was breaking all kinds of Florida state records. And by the time I was 14, I was number one in the world for all women.
Wow.
So, wow. Yeah. So then, but I didn't get to swim in the Olympics until I was 22.
So that's true, because the one Olympics was a boycott, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. The Soviet Union back then, they invaded Afghanistan, and our United States response to that was to pull us out of the Olympics.
That must have been real bad.
You know, it really did. And I was in favor of the boycott at the time. My brother's 2 years older than I am. And so he had to register for the draft at the time. And so, you know, I was thinking, if there's something I can do for world peace, you know, I was very young, obviously, and I ended up majoring in political science. And boy, was I ever duped. So I went to college is when, you know, I realized, like, you know, not a life was saved, or, you know, nothing happened as a result of it. And I had competed against, well, you know how it is, Ron, right? I mean, your peer group of people who are ranked, you know, top 3 to 5 in the world per event. You know, you compete a lot together, and you're in, you know, different situations, and to not get to go really was an enormous disappointment. I really thought my swimming career was over at that time. I really thought I didn't know anybody that competed hard after high school.
Well, you know, I want to go back to the point where you said you were too young. I agree that there has to be a fine line. You can't discourage these young kids when they go into higher competition at a younger age. It's going to destroy their progress. They've got to be close, because otherwise, you know, it's just like getting sent down to the minor leagues time after time after time. After a while, it really wears on you.
Right. Too many kids get this fire hose of sports that really burns them out, and then you've got kids who don't have as many resources or live in these areas where there's not a lot of sports, and they have a desert, right? So you kind of got these two extremes, and the current sports system's not very good for either one of them. But I always stress to other, you know, because, you know, I'm sure, Ron, people do this to you all the time. They say, hey, my kid really likes this sport. You know, tell me how to mentor them, or tell me how to... You know, and I'm like, you know, you want to get amazing fundamentals. You in swimming, it's getting the feel for the water, and you know, having a sense of your body in the water. And when the coach tells you to pick your chin up, or, you know, get your elbow up, that you can do that, right? But I think I interrupted you. You were going to say about you know, like when parents ask you about, what do I do?
Oh, yeah. I've had people come up and say, you know, I want my kid to take batting lessons from you, and he's 10 years old. And I'm saying, listen, let's get down the road a little bit here. You know, let him go out and have some fun, see if he's good enough to play when he's 11 and 12, and not make it, you know, a lifelong thing yet. They get burned out early. They don't want to pick up a bat or a ball. I saw it happen with my daughter in tennis. She got burned out at 16. So I know how that goes, and you got to be careful with it. But I can definitely understand your disappointment, because for just a reminder to those listeners, you know, the Olympics happens every 4 years. It's not like you got another chance the next year to come back and do it. You had to be good enough the next time around, 4 years away, if you were still involved in it, to get an opportunity. And you certainly made the most of it, didn't you? 3 gold medals and a silver.
Yeah, really, it was a great ending. It was a good, you know, good run. I had some years in there that I didn't improve, and And, you know, you always talk about, you know, it's misleading to sort of give this picture of, you know, like, yes, it was unbridled success.
Right.
When that's just nobody's career. I mean, I had to learn how not to get injured, which is a really big one. After the age of 16, I kept swimming until I was 22, and I didn't get injured after the age of 16 because I kind of figured it out, right? Like, how do you ride the wave? How do you work really, really hard, but not so hard that, you know, you're going to get injured? I mean, some of these kids now having this Tommy John surgery in high school, I just think is, you know, or kids having shoulder surgery, like, you know, not trusting themselves enough to be able to tell a coach no and say, I'm about to get injured. I need to, you know, relax on this. And then having the trust of the coach that they don't belittle the athlete that's saying no.
Well, the parents are a little pushy, too.
Also, the normalization of those kind of procedures where it's like everybody gets Tommy John surgery, so yeah. I should have it, too.
You know, that brings upon an interesting point. You know, I am not familiar with what kind of injuries are sustained by swimmers. But the one thing that I've always been curious, and it's a little odd, is that how does your skin and your body being in the water so much, were you having to put extra lotion on, or were there rashes? Or,
oh, my God. Gallons of lotion. Your skin and your body does get accustomed to being in the water. So, for example, your fingers don't prune anymore.
Uh-huh.
And, everything that hung out of my cap would be like, it was like somebody threw lint on my head at that place. Like everything wasn't in the cap.
Well, they're pretty streamlined these days, and it's amazing how far they go with all the Speedos and everything. We're going to be right back right after this message with Nancy Hogshead.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. Hello, everyone. We're back with We'll See About That. Our special guest, Nancy Hogshead, is on board. And Nancy, I wanted to briefly talk to you a little bit more about, you mentioned some injuries. You said you were pretty clean after 16 years old. What were the kind of injuries? And then I want to go have you go into your time at Duke.
Yeah, sure. The kind of injuries most swimmers get are just overuse injuries, really, and it can be anything. But the most common, of course, is shoulder, because, I mean, world-class training is a million revolutions a year, and swimming has what baseball and other sports don't have, which is we don't have to worry about gravity having those impacts on your body.
Right.
And two is we don't have to worry about heat. Okay. Whereas all these other athletes do. So consequently, you can push your body much, much more. A world-class swimmer swims further and harder, you know, heart rate up, et cetera, more than a marathon runner. So because of the heat and the gravity issue. But every sport, right, they push right into the point where you're going to die.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why you need did you use a masseuse when you were swimming?
My teammates, we all rubbed each other down, but nobody had any money. And I have to say, like, if God forbid this lawyer thing doesn't work out for me, what I would do is massage, because I'm telling you, I am really good because I know where it hurts. And so there was all these competitions, you can imagine, like, right, you're on a team of 60, 80 people, and only, I don't know, 12 maybe go to nationals. So the rest of your team, their last meet is going to be either states or regionals. And it didn't really matter how I swam in those meets. And it was their last meet. So I was always rubbing people down. And sometimes I'd hear the whistle and be like, oh, my God, I'm in this event. I'd have to, you know, rock my clothes. I remember one time saying to somebody next to me, like, what event are we swimming?
I got to tell you, if you're that good, I have a real bad right shoulder. I've got a lot of arthritis there, and it is howling at me these days. My hands are even worse than that.
Oh, I am so good. Seriously, I would love if I forgot to see you. You know, like I'm the one who's like a Thanksgiving dinner and, like, you know, standing behind my brother or sister, or, you know, you know, like all your girlfriends are talking and somebody pulls their foot up and, here, give me that foot. You know, I am really good.
Nancy, well, yeah, we should make an appointment.
Yeah, exactly. Nancy, I always like to ask this to individual sport athletes, because, you know, Ron and I, you know, Ron more so than me, we're more team sport guys. So when you were as an individual athlete, as a, you know, a swimmer at the highest level you can actually be at, an Olympic champion, were you competing against people in the next lane, or were you competing against yourself in your own personal times, or what you thought was your best effort?
Oh, both. So swimming and track and field are unique in that men and women train together. So I trained the vast majority of my career with guys. And so, yeah, you're always, I mean, come on, competing is fun.
Yes, it is.
Like swimming is uniquely dull, right? And, you know, I could sort of put myself in almost a hypnotic state and kind of have my mind be someplace else. And my teammates would laugh at me because I'd be, you know, kicking or something and I'd be smiling. Meanwhile, like, everybody's legs are, you know, screaming in pain for asking for more oxygen. Both, right? So whatever the times were, I always wanted to go faster. And then, you know, my teammates... the guys, I have to tell you that almost every new team that I went on, the guys would be really mad that I was beating them or was in the same lane with them, was keeping up, or right. And they, would frankly sexually harass me, and they'd like pinch my butt, and they'd, you know, like they'd say like, challenge whether or not I did the time that I actually did. And but then like over time, like it would change, and I kind of became like one of the guys, and then it was okay if I beat them, but it wasn't okay for, you know, the other woman right next to me.
Right.
So, that whole process, you know, I got to see over and over again. You guys never probably worked out with women, did you?
No, not at my time. We were pretty old school back then. We didn't lift weights, and
I think it's the same for baseball, basketball, football now, is that, you know, they're all male sports. In some ways, I do think that it creates between track and field and swimmers a certain respect for somebody else as a teammate, as a bona fide good athlete, right? That you do develop that the respect for your teammates, etc.
No question. If you're beating the guys, you've earned their respect, and if they start treating you like one of the guys, then you've made it. No question. I wanted to ask another question about how many hours a day would you say you spent in the pool?
4 hours a day.
And
so 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours at night, and then an hour and a half either during school, or if I wasn't, then an hour and a half in the middle of that where you're either lifting weights or, you know, running. And we of course called it dry land exercises
that we politically correct. Yeah, I love it.
I do, like, you know, running up and down stadium steps and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no question.
And one of the things, people love this story. My coach had us swim up the Itchinatuckney River. The Itchinatuckney in Florida is like, I don't know, the Suwannee or something, but it's this beautiful, ripe foliage, you know, kind of goes underneath, and there's places where there's all this grass that grows, and you can, you know, take artsy fartsy pictures of the grass. And anyway, the Itchinatuckney is spring water fed, so it is really cold.
Ooh.
And then this is where bugs and fish and everything, this is where they live. Normally, swimming pools, we're used to having somebody's skin off the top.
So what was the point?
It took us 5 hours to go all the way up and all the way back. So every Wednesday for 2 years, we had to swim up and back this thing. So I would try to get behind one of these giant guys. You know, water's so viscous that if you catch somebody, if you get the wave or the pull or whatnot, you can really feel it. And of course, then the guys are pissed off and they want to stand up and, you know, punch or something else. But that was, when I tell people, like, I had to swim up the Itchinatuckney, it was 4 hours up, an hour back, and there, you know, that was one of many Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy things that we did to build our lung capacity and get stronger and etc. Yeah,
that's grueling. I'm another reason why I wasn't a swimmer. For sure.
I just remember all the kids on the swim team would have to be there like at 4:30 a.m. And that was not for me either.
Yeah. I had two fraternity brothers in school from my hometown at Washington State. And these guys were in great shape, but they were up at, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. They were always doing their swimming training in the morning before the classes, and then again, you know, at night in the afternoon or whatever it was. Grueling.
Grueling. You know, yeah, grueling. But it all gets back to like not having like. If a baseball player tried to do that, I mean, you would have had to have 3 Tommy John surgeries, right? But you just, the body can only do so much, and to try to pretend that it can do more is absurd. So my brother was a thrower, and we fought all the time about which sport was harder. And the answer is swimming.
It is. Of course it is. And not only, I mean, you're doing these grueling training regimens, but also taking a full course load at Duke, which is one of the prestige colleges in the country. How did you manage that?
I would tell you my first semester, I did not, because I had a 2.3 GPA. So it took a while to kind of get myself acclimated. I didn't go to high school pretty much my senior year. I think I just took like one or two classes because I was getting ready for the 1980 Olympics. So when I went to Duke, you know, people had been to Exeter and these amazing programs. And so I was kind of playing catch up. And after that first semester, you know, then I graduated with honors and whatnot, but it took a while, you know, and I was jealous of my peers that already knew how to study and they knew, you know, they had already kind of been doing college level work.
Well, you graduated in the Hall of Fame for academics, NCAA, didn't you?
I did. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's quite an accomplishment.
I made two academic halls of fame and CoSIDA, right? Academic All-American Hall of Fame. And and then there's another one in New York. It's very nice.
You mentioned your GPA first semester. That was my GPA.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. I have to tell you that I used my education, unfortunately, a little bit more for where I was heading rather than it was a vehicle. And right. Yes, I did as much as I could, but I was heading towards a career that wasn't academics. And I did what I could, but I do still regret. I have nightmares about things that I used to do back then. God, I'm glad I got through that. It was the time of the Vietnam War, too, which even meant that I was teetering in the middle of the fence.
Right. You had to stay in school.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I had to. As a matter of fact, it delayed the start of my career in baseball because I was never going to spring training. Yeah, amazing. How much time we got there? Okay. Nancy, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to be back, and then I want to talk about what you're doing today, if that's good. You've got a lot to talk about. You're doing incredible things for women today. So we shall return with Nancy Hogshead right after this. Thank you so much.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the legend Ron Say. It's time for This Week in Dodger History. 2006, the Dodgers announced the team has extended the contract of then 78-year-old Mr. Vin Scully through 2008. The Bronx-born Hall of Fame broadcaster, considered by many to be the best announcer in baseball history, would begin his 57th year in the Dodger organization after starting calling games with Red Barber in 1950 when the team played Brooklyn. And Vin Scully always has a special place in my heart. Not only is a great broadcaster, but he sounded and talked exactly like my dear beloved grandfather.
Well, he could definitely paint a picture for you. And when I first started playing there, the transistor radios were broadcasting the games with him, so I could hear Vinny's voice quite a few times. It was like 55,000 people in there with transistor radio, so it was like a megaphone. Great times, though. Nancy, I want to get back to what you're doing today. You are CEO of Champion of Women. You have a law degree from Georgetown. Where does all this fit into? You've written books. Got to get to the books, too. Tie it together for me. How did you get involved in making this your passion?
Sure. Well, I knew I wanted to do something with women in sports. So Ron and I, you and I were talking before the show started that when I was a sophomore in college, Duke has two campuses, East and West. I was out running in between the two of them, and this great big guy grabbed me and kind of swung me around with centrifugal force and raped me for 2.5 hours. And I'm really lucky to be alive. I had actually read an article by 17 Magazine about what to do and make him see you as a person. And I told him how much my mom loved me. And, you know, I told him I was a swimmer. And at some point, I started to cry because I thought I was doomed. You know, I thought I couldn't do anything else to be able to get out of there. And when I started to cry, like I was passing out, you know, and if you've ever, I don't know if baseball players ever work hard enough that you pass it, but swimmers do it probably once a year, maybe twice a year, right? But the whole world kind of, you know, closes in, and that was happening. And So I thought, okay, so I get out of there and I say the stupidest thing I've ever told myself in my life was sitting at the end of the hospital bed after talking to the police and saying to myself, like, okay, that was a really bad 2.5 hours. Now you're not going to let this impact your life. And it really impaired healing because that's just not the way PTSD works, is to try to tough through it, or, you know, the kind of the same thing that I did in swimming, which is like, I'm really good at endurance and I'm really good at staying the course. And it just, you know, I had never been in a situation where I couldn't control my mind, where, right, that I couldn't. Anyway, so don't do that. If you find yourself in a traumatic situation, don't try to truncate your own healing by trying to put a brave face on it. But what it taught me was I thought that I personally could outrun sexism. Like, I knew that it was out there. I knew that women made less, and I knew that child rearing was not exactly, didn't have the same you know, cachet or prestige as working outside the home. I knew, right? I knew all the ways. And this is, you know, I grew up in the 70s, so I knew what was, but I just thought that that was going to apply to other women. It's not
understood.
Impact, right? And I was super duper duper strong. And at one point there was a rapist in our neighborhood in Jacksonville, Florida, and my mom was really worried about me, and I said, "Mom, look at these muscles, you know, that'll never happen, you know." And you know, I can't even express to you how he was such an average guy. You know, he was a big guy, but he was like he was not a world-class athlete, let's put it that way. And the fight wasn't even remotely close. And I think of like, well, if I had known what to do, but the point is that I realized how vulnerable not only I am, but women are. And I realized that until it gets better for everybody, it wasn't going to get any better for me. So I really wanted to have my career be about creating opportunities and scholarship dollars. You know, I had a full scholarship at Duke University, which just meant the world to me. It was such a point of pride. I was so, gave me such a boost. And I didn't swim for, I actually had to drop out for, and I really thought swimming was done. But thank God, once again, I have to tell you, I'm very lucky to have phenomenal coaches and the right person at the right time. This guy's name is Bob Thompson. He has subsequently died, but he was very nefarious in telling me, it's like, "Nancy, all you have to do to get your scholarship is just show up for the meets. You don't have to do anything else. Just show up." And right. So after like my first time I showed up at the meet, and I was in such bad shape, I couldn't warm up appropriately. but I won. And I was actually swimming pretty fast because I think like actually my body really needed that, like a significant rest. And now there's lots of examples of people who've taken a year off of world-class training and gotten back into it. But back then there really wasn't that example of somebody. So when I went back into it, that swimming enabled me to heal from PTSD. So there's a great book called The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. And one of the things he talks about is how hard exercise calms the brain. And I needed that desperately. And then two is when I was under the water, I could like fight with my rapist. But this time I would win, right? I would have a knife or a machete or something like that. And I'd be fighting with underwater. So swimming really helped me to heal in ways that I don't think I could have otherwise. So I was very grateful to having this sports experience. Title IX passed in 1972. And right when I was in high school is when all of a sudden, like, boom, there were a ton of opportunities and there were full scholarships that were not available just a few years. If I had been, I'm 61 now, if I was 63, it would have been much harder to be able to have had the career that I had. I was the oldest swimmer, except for we had an alternate who was older than I was, but I was the oldest at 22 and at the 1984 Olympics. I tied with Carrie Steinseifer, who was only, she was 16. Right now in track and field, the average age is 29, and it's because there are opportunities. So I was a beneficiary of Title IX, and I wanted to make sure that the law progressed, that it got used, and that I'm still frankly doing that work. And I wanted to make sure that girls and women were not being sexually abused when they were participating in sports. I was actually the expert witness in the Larry Nassar case. I have been doing a lot of work on the issue of sexual abuse for both men and women, but primarily women, mostly in the Olympic movement. And I wanted more girls and women to have. It's a game changer. Not to be Ron like at our level at world. Like, that's not what it's about. It's the things that you learn about yourself and other people and teamwork. You cannot learn that stuff on a blackboard.
And you can't.
There's great research out there on what a sports experience means for somebody in terms of their education, their professional lives, their long-term health, their rates of obesity. They have healthier, women have healthier pregnancies. So it's good for the individual girl, but it's also good for America, for us to have a healthier population, for us to have a population that's ready to be in the workforce and stay in the workforce. There's so many great things.
I just wanted to say here that, thanks for sharing that. Thanks for sharing that traumatic experience and how you benefited from it. I'm sure that of what you've had to say and your efforts to improve all these areas will continue to help a lot of young ladies out there today. So I personally want to thank you for your efforts because we need more people like you to fight for these things that sometimes just don't get addressed.
And there's still work to be done. I mean, even despite Title IX being passed in 1972 and all the great work you've done with that, there's still a lot of inequities out there. There's still less scholarships available, less budgets available. On your website, there's a huge list of all these inequalities from all these different schools regarding the lack of diversity in scholarships between males and females. And so how are you continuing to fight?
Yeah, if I had to do my career over again, I would have spent less time making sure that women had the right to equality in sports, right? They have the right to equal opportunities, equal scholarship dollars, and to get treated the same way, right? Same travel, same coaching, same facilities, same locker rooms, same equipment, all the ways that athletes get treated, men and women. So they have that legal right, but guess what? They aren't getting it. So what I've been doing so I've had Champion Women for 10 years now. It's my 10-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Sort of shifting so that women actually get that. So we filed 101 complaints with the Department of Education, the Office for Civil Rights, and I'm really proud of what it was that we were able to show with individual schools on their history and where they are. But women are missing 1/3 of the athletic scholarships that they would have if they had the same scholarships that men have. So. A third. I mean, it's $1.1 billion. And because, a lot of times athletic departments are not mirror images, right? Like women don't have football, men don't have volleyball. And so, it's hard to know for a family to know. And so one of the things on our website, the one that's, we have two, but this one is Title IX Schools. So TITLEIX. schools.com, Title IX schools, is we take every college and university, every institution of higher education, it's over 2,000 schools, and we show that information. Is it fair to ask for another team, more scholarship dollars, more recruiting dollars? And then usually the athletes know what the difference is and how they're getting treated. It's a terrible message in one of the few places that we formally sex segregate, right? We almost never racially segregate, but we do formally sex segregate in sports and restrooms and a few other places. But in those areas, when we do, the message that it sends to the women when they're getting second-class treatment is terrible.
Yes.
And the message that it sends to the men.
Nancy, we got to hold you right there. We got to take a short break, and then we'll be back to wrap this up. We'll be right back after this message with Nancy Hogshead.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Campy? Okay, we're back for the last segment, but we'll see about that. And I want to thank Nancy Hogshead for her time and her efforts that she's putting forth to make this place a better place for the young women today in sports and other rails. And Nancy, thanks so much for your time. You're a credit. I'm sure that there's a lot of people who really appreciate what you're doing, and we do too.
Thank you very much. Yeah, people really feel appreciative. We need funds at Champion Women. We actually, unfortunately, just had to lay somebody off because of the Leah Thomas situation. We're trying to make sure the women's sports stays for women. And you can go on to www.championwomen.org. That's like all one word, championwomen.org. And you can contribute to what it is that we're doing to try to make sport a better place for both men and women.
And so you can also follow Nancy on Twitter at Hogshead3AU and also follow Champion Women on Twitter at iChampionWomen. Also on Instagram at Nancy Hogshead, and follow Champion Women on Instagram as well as at iChampionWomen.
Okay, Nancy, thanks so much again, and good luck with all your endeavors.
Thank you very much, Ron. I really appreciate it.
Loved having you. Thanks so much. Okay,
right.
Nancy Hogshead, thank you so much again. And just want to remind you to follow me on the at the ronsayshow.com and also on Instagram, the official Ron Say. And also we have... Well, do you believe in miracles?
I do.
And we're having Mike Arruzzioni on next week, who is the captain of the 1980 Olympic champion USA hockey team that beat the Russians and then beat Finland.
I'm going to have to watch the miracle before he comes in to get a.
Maybe we can get Al Michaels to make the call again.
He's right down the road.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to remind you also that the book signings that are coming up February 27th, I will be at Barnes & Noble at the Grove, a 7 p.m. start. March 2nd over at Camelback Ranch, gates open at 12 p.m. for the 1 o'clock game, and I will be there. And March 22nd, Romans, Pasadena, and Mike, I will see you there.
I'm going to be there. Absolutely. Right. Be there with bells on.
Hope you enjoyed listening to Nancy Hogshead. What a great person here, doing a lot of great things for a lot of young women. We hope to see you next week. Thanks for joining us.